Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the 8th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ann Lucy of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters. Sister Mary Ann has served as a missionary in Bolivia, a bilingual pastoral minister, and a licensed professional counselor, and she now lives in Muskego, Wisconsin. The title of her preaching today is, What's in It for Me?
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. They were on the road going up to Jerusalem. Jesus was walking on ahead of them. They were in a daze, and those who followed were apprehensive. Once more, taking the 12 aside, he began to tell them what was going about to happen to him. Now we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man is about to be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the pagans, who will mock him and spit at him and scourge him and put him to death, and after 3 days he will rise again. James and John, sons of Zebedee, approached him. Master, they said to him, we want you to do us a favor. He said to them, what is it you want me to do for you? They said to him, allow us to sit one at your right hand and the other at your left in your glory. You do not know what you are asking, Jesus said to them. Can you drink the cup that I must drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I must be baptized? They replied, we can. Jesus said to them, the cup that I must drink, you shall drink, and with the baptism with which I must be baptized, you shall be baptized. But as for seats at my right hand or my left, these are not mine to grant. They belong to those to whom they have been allotted. When the other 10 heard this, they began to feel indignant with James and John. So Jesus called them to him and said to them, you know that among the pagans, their so-called rulers lord it over them, and their great men make their authority felt. This is not to happen among you. No. Anyone who wants to become great among you must be your servant, and anyone who comes to be the first among you must be slave to all. For the Son of Man himself did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. The Word of God. Some years ago, I joined a group of children watching an animated movie where an under-the-sewer gang of animals was trying to get a task completed but needed extra help. They approached a big street-smart rat who had quite a reputation among them. After the rat agreed to help, he focused his eyes upon them and asked, what's in it for me? In today's gospel, James and John, while in a totally different context, we're asking something similar of Jesus. We might be saying to ourselves, what were they thinking? Jesus' response to them is direct and to the point. Do you know the scope of what you're asking? Are you willing to assume the suffering and sacrifice following me entails? Jesus' questions can certainly apply to us also. As we grow in our own discipleship, we may have had to take a second look at ourselves. Perhaps we have felt we deserved recognition for the sacrifices we've made for our families and communities. Maybe we've felt overlooked or dissatisfied by the praise others received. Or we may have looked at someone else's failures more than our own. Whatever the case, today we can commit ourselves once more to discipleship that recognizes and honors Jesus as the source of our lives and gifts. Jesus is the honor. Jesus sustains us in times of trial. And Jesus is the glory that embraces us always. Amen.